Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Labour TD Marie Sherlock was talking to Claire a little earlier this morning about these €700,000 vacant houses in Dublin's Phibsborough.
So these are two homes on Connaught Street in the heart of Phibsborough that have been vacant now for over two decades and, you know, went on the derelict site register back in 2009, a little bit done to try and stabilise those houses. So they came off the derelict site register and then went back on it again in 2012. And eventually the council purchased these houses in 2018. And 6 years on, we finally have the news this week after a lot of false starts that they're now not able to restore these houses to homes because of the sheer cost. And look, I totally understand Dublin City Council can't spend over €1 million trying to bring, you know, or nearly €2 million trying to bring two houses back into use. But it is an enormous challenge across the city and I suppose reflects how poorly both local authorities and government are dealing with dereliction.
Yeah, Dublin City Council, as Marie Sherlock mentioned, have scrapped that redevelopment of those two properties due to excessive cost, as Marie said. I mean, the cost we're talking about is reaching €1.7 million. Green Party Councillor Feljan Jose is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. What's your reaction to that planned scrapping of the redevelopment, Feljan, first of all?
That's incredibly disappointing. I live one street over, so I've been looking at this every day for years. And like, this has been going on for far too long, 20 plus years. And I think we have to look at the standards that we apply for what a derelict house is. This saga tells us that our process, it's not working. It took almost 15 plus years before it was actually put on the derelict sites register, before it was actually CPO'd by Dublin City Council. And even when it was put on the derelict sites register at the start, some work was done and the windows were boarded up, and that was enough to take it off the derelict sites register. That should not be happening. I think we have to learn from this and make sure that other derelict sites that we have around the city do not end up in the same situation.
Yeah, but I presume you're not proposing, though, Feljan, that Dublin City Council would have spent €1.7 million redeveloping two properties. I mean, because I can tell you what would happen if that was the case. We would be here today discussing the fact that Dublin City Council were spending €1.7 million on developing two properties, and listeners will be calling 1800 453 106 to tell us it was an excessive waste of taxpayers' money.
Well, what we have to do is make sure it doesn't cost €1.7 million by doing something earlier, by doing something, you know, 20 years ago. Like, it got the cost to €1.7 million because we have been so, so slow and the entire building is falling apart and we have to completely rebuild it on a terraced Victorian street while protecting the facade, which it should not come to this situation. I have two houses in Drumcondra now that I'm trying to get answers for that are also derelict and have to be completely demolished and rebuilt. I've got two houses in Cabra where I got one put into the derelict sites register 2 weeks ago, and the one beside it, which in my humble opinion is also derelict, is not on the derelict sites register. But by the time you put it on the derelict sites register, it's too late and it's far too expensive to rebuild. And by the time you CPO it, every single one we CPO is going to cost us €1 million because we're buying houses that are completely falling apart and has to be completely rebuilt.
How are we going to address the issue of vacant properties, whether they be former homes or buildings or businesses, Feljan, across the country? This isn't just an issue in Phibsborough, and I can come to the listener text in just a moment.
I really think we have to look at the standards that we apply for dereliction. It cannot be we put it on the derelict sites register when it's just about to fall down and we'll CPO it as it's falling down, and then the council is stuck with a house or two houses that is literally falling apart. We have to start getting tough with kind of the owners of these properties and put them on the derelict sites register and start fining them before they become dangerous. And like, I think we have to kind of apply a higher standard of what dereliction is. At the moment, the standard is far too low. You could have a crumbling building and classify it as not derelict.
Yeah, but I think the point was made a little earlier today, and perhaps even in this instance, that if you have properties that were built over 100 years ago, and I mean that they effectively have little to no foundations, like, that's a very hard scenario for the property owner then to face.
property ownership comes with responsibilities. It should never have been. It should never have been let to get to that stage. It's not that it just happened. It was allowed to go derelict. It was allowed to become falling apart. It was allowed to get to the
situation. Find the owners is your solution, is it? Is that how you think we should best?
Property ownership comes with responsibilities, not letting it go to derelict is a responsibility of the property owner, not the council.
Stay with me, Feljan, for a moment. I want to bring in architect and director of Miramoto Architects, Alfonso Bonilla, is with us here on the line today. Alfonso, how do you think we can best bring vacant buildings back into use across the country?
Thanks very much. Well, I'm going to say that we need to start from basically supercharging local authorities. We have within local authorities, vacant homes officers, derelict site teams, town regeneration officers, and we need them to have a lot more power of engagement with property owners. We need to probably increase the derelict sites levy so that as soon as the property is put into the register, that it starts costing a lot more. So we need to make it financially unviable for properties to enter into the situation of being derelict or vacant. And if we're able to prevent that from happening in the first place, we're going to see a lot less of this happening across the country. Because I find that, you know, the central government policies are very, very proper, very catchy. They say we're tackling vacancy and derelict across Ireland. So it all sounds great. They're empowering local authorities. But at the end of the day, when you look at a case study, the real live examples that your guys are talking about throughout the day, we're talking about a property that was put into the register in 2009 after years of vacancy, and it's now 2025.
So why are we only dealing with this now?
The amount of time that it takes for a property to come back into use after it becomes vacant or derelict is what we really should be sounding the alarm on. Because yes, we are in a country where a lot of buildings are over 100 years old. That is part of the heritage of this country. That is part of what makes Ireland unique. And we need to be very careful with that. We can't just blanket say, well, it's too old. Let's just, you know, take it down and go again. This is part of our heritage. This is part of our architectural culture and our urban, historic structures. So we need to prevent things from happening that way. And when we talk about, yes, it's going to cost a lot of money to do things. I'm not saying, oh yeah, because you're right. We would be talking about it's going to take so much money.
Total waste of money, yeah.
But we need to talk about what is the cost of not doing this work. There is an increase of loss of confidence in local authorities, because I know that many listeners and many people I know are probably, you know, ranting and raving about DCC not having the power and not having the teeth or whatever. So that's part of the consequence of not doing the work. It adds pressure to social housing numbers. It adds to tender inflation, environmental costs, social costs, economic costs, and the urban side of things. So that's also part of the cost of not doing the work.
So just on the cost, right? Listeners got in touch to tell me about Ashford in County Wicklow. Apparently, there's an entire building of vacant apartments there with broken windows. Doesn't look like anybody's ever lived in them, according to this listener, since they were built. They're living in the locality for 3 years. I've never seen anybody near the apartments, and they are fully built as well. Another texter tells me the council bought a house in our village, and it was at least 10 years sitting there doing nothing. And then they finally decided to do it up. It took them about 2 years. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. So on the cost of this, the derelict site levy, that's an annual tax, is it? It's 7% or something of the market value. Is that right?
That's right. And then there's the rezoned land tax, which is 3% of the market value of the land, and it's collected by revenue. That's for vacant sites.
Should that be higher?
Absolutely. I think people need to be financially discouraged from letting buildings sit empty. And just to point out something about dereliction, right? Local authorities have, for example, I found this Kilkenny County Council. This is a national problem. So Kilkenny County Council has this information for property owners where they literally say a little work can go a long way to prevent properties from going into the register. Minimal works include painting a facade, power washing, or even just tidying up a garden. Maybe all that is required to have the property taken off the register. So you can see how the engagement with property owners is so mild as to be ineffective. So we're talking about policies that sound really great on government advertisements, but they are really all bark and no bite.
What's the indirect cost of not restoring these particular properties, and not just the Phibsborough houses that were, you know, that has kind of kicked off this conversation today, but when you think about the impact on local towns, maybe the potential, the deterrent for other buyers to buy houses located close to these, they might be concerned about, you know, rodents or depreciation. What is the cost of a local authority not doing up these houses?
Well, I think you have to look at examples that are already there. Like, for example, if anybody knows Drogheda, Drogheda has an incredible town centre with properties that are over a century of age. And it has photos of the main town thoroughfare being full of shops, being having apartments over commercial units and everything else. But what you see today is a town center that is completely vacant. So it erodes local authorities' capacity to rejuvenate their own places, and it actually just makes things less attractive for people to move in. They hear the stories of, you know, houses that don't have foundations, so they see this as a massive cost associated with an already incredibly high cost of property ownership. So it just erodes and erodes and erodes our town centres, our built environment.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. This texter makes the point, we need to fully demolish any of these old crumbling buildings. I think it would be easier and quicker than actually renovating some of them. To hell with the preservation orders. We are in a housing emergency. We need to declare war on dereliction. Heritage does keep the rain off your head, says this texter. Frank O'Connor, artist, designer, part of the Derelict Ireland campaign. Do you agree with that texter, Frank?
No, I don't. No, I think the value of heritage is key for all of us in terms of well-being and sense of place. But I think from your conversation so far, obviously it's clearer the longer you leave things, the more expensive it gets. And if there was a proper, for example, proper from the start, I mean, those properties first went into empty about 20 years ago, they were actually quite good condition. So if action happened really quickly. And so in Ireland, we have to look at the fact that vacancy is that gateway to dereliction. When it was vacant, that's when we should have tackled the problem. Now, we also need to look at, I think it's been mentioned earlier in terms of the taxes, we have a vacant home tax, which has got no teeth. So that was designed to fail and something we wrote about in the past. But also the dereliction property taxes. Dereliction taxes haven't been fully enforced, Andrea, as we spoke about together before about, you know, it's been in place since 1990. It's never been fully enforced. So that's 36 years now and counting. So they are changing it to the revenue collection, which is something we've advocated myself and Jude for a while. So that's a positive step forward. But they're on about maybe a couple of years delay. But you've got to remember, when the property's vacant, that's when we need to act. And so I would say, again, we'll leave it too long, but also we haven't got enough measures. Okay, so it's not just about taxing. There's also measures like compulsory sales. I think I spoke to you about this before, compulsory sales and compulsory rental. And compulsory rental is ideal for vacant properties. So we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. And the other thing I wanted to say, because I know like time is probably limited, is that Longford County Council told us recently in the Oireachtas, so Jude and I presented the Oireachtas recently, some policy measures for moving forward. And Longford County Council told us that day in the Oireachtas that it was 25% cheaper to have directly applied employed staff by the council, 25% cheaper. So I think there are ways we can save money as well at this current stage. But obviously, it's a legacy issue. It's something that's gone on and we've spoken about before, there is so much vacancy in dereliction across the country,
yeah,
Andre.
The other element of this, and you mentioned some of the schemes that are there, Frank, like we have that buy and renew scheme, or the buy and renew programme, and that was introduced, what, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. Wasn't that to support county councils in purchasing and renewing homes that were in need of this kind of repair and to bring them back into social housing? So is that working?
I'm not sure how well it's working. I know the councils will probably say a lot of those schemes that they have to go to Dublin each time to get the money and there's loads of delays and they will probably argue they haven't got enough resources. So we do need to look at the overall system isn't working. It's not working. I mean, this is a great, Phibsborough is a great example of a system that's not working. You know, so the councils, they have different schemes, but they will tell you every year that the budget's being cut or they haven't got the resources. And I think we need to look at the overall picture here. Why have we got 160,000? Okay, there's two in Phibsborough. They're lovely properties. It would be a shame to lose them, but they're just two of 160,000 vacants. And there were 65,000 vacant properties in Ireland that were ideal for rental for the last 2 years that have been lying empty. So the properties are there. We don't have to start demolishing. The most sustainable is existing. So that's not just the cost in terms of economically, but that's also the social environment.
We shouldn't be letting them get to this stage that they're going to cost €1.7 million to try to redevelop. This listener says, just on the derelict houses, it's not always straightforward. My partner and I have a derelict home. We went sale agreed in October a few years ago. Unfortunately, he died the following year and the estate is in dispute. The buyer still wants it. I still want to sell it to them. But until we go to court to get this sorted, I can't do so. It's frustrating in the extreme as the council are looking to me for answers as to why the property is still derelict. And yet my hands are tied legally. Another texter too made that point a little earlier actually, saying that it's also the responsibility of the government to try and make probate a lot faster. Dee is with me on the line in County Kerry. Is there a big issue with dereliction where you are, Dee?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Small town, huge lack of like rental property and properties to buy. There are derelict properties, some kind of like housing estate. There's a few properties left there for years and years. But like I when I got the call, I was just messaged somebody who I know has a vacant property, maybe not derelict, but like a vacant property for a good number of years. But he was saying like that there is a grant if it's derelict or if it's vacant of 50,000 for renovation, or 70,000 if it's derelict. But you have to spend the money first
before in order to you get that.
So like that's what's stopping them. So I think it's definitely an issue. And like there's a huge lack of rental property and properties for sale, as I said. But also then when you have a government that spent like 336,000 and a bike shed and 1.4 million and security hut outside Leinster House. Sure, I mean. You know,
well, that's why there's a lot of reluctance to not spend this 1.7 million doing up these two houses in Phibsborough.
Well, that's true, but
yeah,
I mean,
we're having that same conversation.
They're willing to spend when it comes to their own things. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay.
Listener
makes the point too. I'm trying to buy an old house at the moment, which is actually condemned. The house is over 100 years old and the deeds are actually missing. The seller applied for new deeds in November of 2024. Still aren't available. My solicitor said it could take 9 months or 9 years to get the certificates. I hope she's joking. My brother in a similar situation with another property. Feljan, just a final point on that. Like, probate seems to be a big issue here too.
Probate is a massive issue. As far as I understand, a lot of it is on paper. It's not digitised. There was some work being done over the last couple of years to actually bring probate up to speed. But not the houses on Connaught Street is not a probate issue. But I've dealt with so many houses in my area that are stuck in probate, and it is a probate issue. But I think one of the callers already made a really good point. We need compulsory sale. We need councils to be able to force someone to sell their property if it's sitting vacant and it's close to dereliction, as opposed to us picking up the tab when it's falling down.
Keep your thoughts coming into us today. If there's an issue, if you're actually going through an issue yourself at the moment, even with probate, trying to buy a property that is a vacant house or a derelict building, let us know. You can email us lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, Feljan Jose, architect as well, Alfonso Bonilla, Dee in County Kerry, Frank O'Connor as well from Derelict Ireland Campaign, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.